This is the table of the Lord. It's not for the self-righteous, but it's for the poor in spirit. It's made ready for those who love God and who want to love him more. So come, even if you're fearful, to ask to be made new in love. Come, even if you're doubting, to ask to be made strong in faith. Come when you are full of regret and conscious of having failed, and ask to be made whole again. Here are the gifts of God for the people of God. So now we do as Jesus did and commanded us to do. We take this bread and wine, the ordinary things of the world, which Christ in his own way will make special. And as he prayed before sharing, so we do so too. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God our Father, who with your word and Holy Spirit created all things and called them good. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and lived among us. Through Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus, who now reigns with you in glory, and you poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night before meeting with death, Jesus took bread and gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." When supper was over, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks to you, gave it to the disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." And so, remembering these mighty acts of yours in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as the body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory belong to you, Almighty Father, now and forever. And so we pray in the words which Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As Jesus did, so we do. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We take this wine to share in the blood of Christ. We believe that he who lived, who died and rose again for us, will meet us here. The body of Christ, given for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. Take, eat, This is the body of Christ, which was given for you. Do this, remembering him. This cup is the new covenant, sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. The words of Christ's Apostle Paul: let love be genuine. Never pay back evil for evil. As far as it lies with you, live at peace with everyone. And so I say to you all, the peace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Let's give one another a sign of peace. Peace of the Lord. You have fed and strengthened us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Guide us on our way, that with all your faithful people, we may come to share the feast of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.